This is the story of Marvin and his cow dogs, written by Marvin Pierce. After I introduced myself and my family, I asked the lady, "Have your cows ever been worked with dogs before?" "Nope, never," she told me. "But they will follow a feed bucket sometimes." Well, let's see if they'll follow a feed bucket into my trailer. We tried it, and of course, they weren't going to have anything to do with that trailer. After a few more failed attempts with the grain, I stated, "Well, the only choice I see is to use my dogs." "Okay," she said, then continued, "Those cows are yours now. You can do what you want, but I want to keep the big one." At that time, all three of my dogs were working really well, and they listened to me perfectly, so I felt we were going to be able to accomplish this task. First thing I'm going to do is let the dogs ball them up in the middle of this little pen here, and then teach them not to run off. The lady was plenty agreeable to my plan. Her pen happened to go around the barn just a bit, and I couldn't see around that corner. I had my trailer backed up to the pen's gate, which was open, along with my trailer gate, and ready for those cows to just run into my trailer. Mind you, I was still new at this cattle gathering stuff. I turned my dogs loose, and those cows immediately shot around to the backside of the barn, just out of my view. I waited for them to reappear with the dogs on their tail, but they didn't come back. Now, I could hear the dogs barking, but it was sounding a bit further off than just around the corner. The lady ran around to the side of the barn and shouted, "Oh my gosh, somebody left the back gate open behind the barn!" I ran out of the pen, and sure enough, the back gate was left open. Like I said, I was new enough at this that I didn't think of walking the perimeter of that pen to make sure all the gates were closed before I started rounding up the cows. Now, at this point, I could still hear the dogs barking and the cows bawling, but I couldn't see them yet. I could tell the dogs had them stopped somewhere when all of a sudden this lady yelled, "Oh my God, they're out in my parking lot. They aren't even in my field." She was starting to get a bit hysterical. "What are we going to do now?" "Well, I'm not sure," I said. What I really wanted was for her to calm down a little. "How about if we all just stay back for a sec? The dogs have them bait up and they're not moving, so we're good for now." I'm standing there thinking about what to do because I don't want these cows running loose in the countryside or even in the parking lot. I don't even have a horse with me in case I had to chase them. "All right, everybody, let's just stand back." Now, an idea had come to me. They came out this gate, and we'll get them back in. I carefully walked over to where my dogs had the cows stopped, which wasn't too far off, thankfully. I instructed my dogs to get on the back side of the cows and lay down. The cows started wandering toward the gate, so I had my dogs get up and slowly creep forward, guiding them toward me and the gate. The lady started talking, but I had to quickly interrupt her. "Please, don't say anything. Everybody just be calm and don't say a word till we get them in the corral." Everybody practically held their breath. The dogs slowly walked those cows up to the corral until they were all finally in and I could run over and shut the gate. The lady said, "My gosh, that was so neat." "It'll be neater when they're in my trailer," I joked with her. I got the dogs to circle around the cows, and any time a cow tried to take off, I sent one of the dogs to get ahead and chew on it a little. Like I said, I had some nice dogs who listened really well to whatever I told them to do. Now, all the dogs were working together like they knew things were serious. It took about 10 minutes of working these cows before they were all in the trailer, and I was feeling relieved. Then the lady reminded me, "Marvin, did you forget? I'm going to keep that one." She pointed to the biggest cow in the trailer, who happened to be huddled right in the middle of all of them. "Well, I had forgotten," I exclaimed. "Well, I guess I'll just keep moving them around in the trailer till we get that big one by the slider door near the back, and then I'll kick him out." I made the dogs leave the corral and go lie down so they could have a rest. Then my wife, the kids, and I hung on the sides of the trailer trying to shoo this cow over to the side door. It was kind of like playing musical chairs. It took us a few minutes, but we finally got that cow lined up by the door. I slid the door open. The cow shot out real fast, and just as quickly, I slid that door shut again. When everyone had the cows they were supposed to have, this lady said to me, "That is just so impressive what you and your dogs did. I've never seen anything like that." Well, it's always nice when it works out, but just remember, it doesn't always work out, I told her. We got the trailer gate secured and everything, and everyone loaded up, dogs, gear, people. Then we took off toward home with three new cows. That was a good day for me and my dogs.